Hello, what a big news item has come out today that three Bulgarian nationals were arrested in the United Kingdom in February this year and charged with breaches of the Official Secrets Act. And this has been kept quiet until now, because remember, in the United Kingdom, there's open justice. Generally speaking, the press has the right to report what's going on. Journalists are welcome in court. They can report who was there, names, addresses, and so on, the allegations made directly, quote, the prosecution counsel, defense counsel, the judge, the witnesses, and so forth, so long as it's done accurately and in good faith. And members of the public, you're free to go and attend the trial, even if you've got no connection with it whatsoever. If it's a trial which attracts enormous public interest, it might be ticketed. The tickets be free of charge, but simply to ensure those who are friends or relatives of the people involved get priority for the seating. But this might have been held in camera. I'm not sure why it's not come to light right now. Trials involving national security, there are very, very rare instances when the public will not be allowed in. There'll be reporting restrictions, things involving MI5. That's the United Kingdom's domestic intelligence agency. And the hearings involving them often take place in ordinary courthouses before the normal judges, but some aliases will be used for officers or whatever. They'll be screened, so whoever can't see them, the jury, the press will not be allowed in, members of the public will not be allowed in, and so on. Partly because, you know, witnesses are going to be allowed to go there, so that's why it can't take place in a building controlled by MI5 or anything like that. So the three Bulgarian people, obviously I'm not assuming they're guilty or anything. There's a presumption of innocence on their side. So, and until, and unless it's proved beyond a reasonable doubt that they really did commit the offences alleged against them, then obviously we assume that they're innocent as lambs, all three of them. So it's two men and one woman have been charged. So it's alleged by the prosecution that they are working at the behest of the Russian state. Now, why would a Bulgarian do this? Obviously, people might do it for filthy lucre. They might do it out of ideological commitment. They might have been blackmailed, or they might do it for a sense of pride. You're so cunning, you outfox the Brits or whatever, or you're our best agent, we're going to give you a rank, we're going to give you a medal, things like that. So remember, in intelligence matters, it's MICE, M-I-C-E, money, ideology, a compromise, ego. A combination of all or any of these things, or even just one of them, might be enough to do it. So I'm not quite sure, I mean, if indeed the allegations transpire to be veracious, why they would have done it. But remember, Bulgaria is an Eastern European country, a Slavonic country, an Orthodox Christian country, was part of the Soviet bloc, was never part of the Russian Empire, although Russia did help them cast off the Ottoman yoke in the late 19th century. Nonetheless, it was the foe of Russia in the First World War and indeed in the Second World War. I think the only country in Eastern Europe to be on the losing side of both world wars. You might say, what? Go on. So who are these three people? Orlin Rusev, age 45, who was resident in Great Yarmouth, a coastal town in Norfolk, United Kingdom. Dizer Jambazov, age 41, who resided in Harrow, that's a district of North London. And lastly, a female, namely Katrin Ivanova, age 31, who lived in Harrow with Mr. Jambazov. And according to neighbours, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. Didn't have any children. So they'd have been resident in the United Kingdom for quite a few years, in one case since 2009, these people. And they do have a social media profile. If you try and look them up, you can actually find out quite about them on LinkedIn and elsewhere and other social media sites. So they're operating under their real identities, because getting a fake identity is very difficult these days with facial recognition technology and things like that. So I think using their real photos, it's alleged that they had passports with fake names, fake dates of birth, place of birth, and so on. But of course, people move from one European Union country to another, attain citizenship quite a lot. So you might even use your real date of birth, real place of birth, and claim to have a citizenship you never in fact obtained. So they've done lots of different jobs. They've worked in and around London most of the time. So that chap, Orlin Rusev, he has been trading with Russia for a very long time, worked in the financial sector, and he even said that he worked in signals intelligence. Now, that can be completely above board, or it can be less innocent, as in hacking in people's emails or phone calls or messages and stuff like that. You can see why that might be of interest to the Kremlin or to Lubyanka Square. Perhaps I should use that synecdoche, because that's the headquarters of the FSB, Federalная Služба Разведка. But if indeed the allegations are true, more likely would have been working for the SVR, Služба Внешней Разведки, which is the External Intelligence Agency. Or possibly even GRU, the Glavanya Razvedka Upravlenia, the main intelligence directorate, which is part of the military. They're the ones who committed the Salisbury murder. They have a more military attitude, kill the enemy. Whereas the SVR, they're much more cunning, more gentlemanly, is really about gathering intelligence, manipulation, not wet operations. Okay, so we shall see. But anyway, their neighbours said that they were very pleasant. Mr. Jambov more recently said he was working as a driver, and Ms. Ivanova said that she was working for a lab assistant for some private clinic. And they were very involved in the Bulgarian community, involved in helping people adjust the United Kingdom, improve their English, and learn the culture of the United Kingdom. So remember, Bulgaria acceded to the European Union in 2007, the very same day as Romania, New Year's Day. So Bulgaria is the poorest country in the European Union, and therefore not a lot of Bulgarians have moved west. At the end of the Cold War, they had 9 million people. They now got 6.5 million. They've got a sub-replacement fertility rate, but they tend to go to Western European countries to earn more money, like Italy, Germany. German is a major language there besides Russian. The Netherlands, the United Kingdom, elsewhere, Republic of Ireland, make more money, send it back, or just don't even go back. So a lot of Bulgarian children are born, but in Western Europe. They'd also encouraged Bulgarians to register to vote whilst living in the United Kingdom. So they were said to be very courteous neighbours, bestowing gifts on people who live near them. But so this might work in their defence, because wait a second, if you were up to skullduggery, surely you wouldn't raise your profile. You'd try to be as inconspicuous as possible and not introduce yourself to your neighbours. Then people are going to notice you, know you, ask questions about you. You want not to be noticed, really play the grey man. So anyway, they will face trial at the Old Bailey Court in London in January 2024. So far, it appears that they've not pleaded guilty or indeed not guilty. So the police were there and searching their home very extensively. So obviously the MI5 doesn't have the powers of arrest. They have a liaison unit to the Metropolitan Police, and their counter-espionage officers, they're the ones with the power of arrest. So if MI5 says go and nick these people, then they will go and feel the collars of these individuals. So the truth shall out. They might have been under surveillance a very long time before the arrests were effected. And could this be to do with the Ukraine war? Very likely. But the one thing is, physical presence matters less than ever, because so much of it is about signals intelligence, listening into phone calls, hacking into computer systems, and so on, or just drones or spy satellites, things like that. Why would you need to be actually present in the country? What are you going to see or hear that technology can't pick up? Not very much. You might be in some offices which are not bugged and overhear whatever it is at the plant, the listening device. You can't get there otherwise. How would they get access to whatever buildings or access to whichever individuals? Maybe it's that, unless it's even wet operations. But I don't think so. I think Russia's kind of got its hands full as it is. Doesn't have time to be thinking about that, about making things even worse for itself. Right, so thank you. What a fascinating development. I mean, it's a long time since alleged Russian secret agents were arrested in the United Kingdom. I think roughly about 40 years. They were not under diplomatic cover, these people. That's why they could face trial, because, you know, diplomats are immune from arrest and prosecution. Can Russia still win? Yes, it can still win, but I'll talk about this some other time. Right, thank you. Goodbye.